Walden Pond Press and Harbor Audio present York, Book 3, The Map of Stars, by Laura Ruby, performed by Adam Werner. In my end is my beginning. Mary, Queen of Scots. Peck Slip, Manhattan. Winter Solstice, 1798. Even hundreds of years ago, New York City was the stuff of legend. People came from all around the world to escape their lots, to find their peace, to seek their fortunes. The streets are paved with gold, some whispered as they huddled in the bellies of ships, shivering from the cold and damp. There is honest work for honest folk, said others, their stomachs rumbling, their mouths dry with thirst, praying over meager meals of moldy bread crusts. There are treasures ripe for the taking, still others said, tongues thick with too much beer, rubbing their dirty hands together in their eagerness to rob anyone with anything worth stealing. Every day, ships from all over the world crammed the East River docks, disgorging their thin and weary passengers into the hum and buzz of the city beyond. From the cargo holds, deckhands unloaded bales of cotton and wool, barrels of rice, flour and salt, chests of tea, puncheons of rum and pipes of wine. From the counting houses, brandy-gulping merchants came to inspect the goods and ordered the hands to bring the boxes, barrels, and chests through the teeming crowds of people so that the bounty could be properly totaled and celebrated with ever more drink. On this December night, darkness fell early. It was the solstice after all. That did not mean the work ended early, however. Miles White toiled along with the rest of the hands on the deck of the Aurora, unloading the sugar, molasses, and coffee they had hauled all the way up from the West Indies, goods that would go for a pretty price in this city. But it had not been a pretty trip, not for Miles White. He had seen things on those faraway islands he wished to forget, to scrub from his mind, things that had haunted his dreams and whittled him nearly as thin as some of the hungry and homeless newcomers milling around the docks. Miles would not speak of what he'd seen in the Indies, or what he'd done. First, because there was no one for him to tell, and second, because he did not trust himself not to reveal his other secrets. Like many who traveled the ships that clogged the East River, Miles White had plenty of secrets. Once the goods had been hauled away by the merchants, Miles got to work on the deck, sweeping and swabbing. No one had to order him to do it. He had learned long ago that the best way to prevent questions on such a ship was to work harder and faster than anyone else, to do the job before you were asked, and to do it so well that no one could find fault. He might be only a swabby, but he was determined to be the best swabby the Aurora ever had. Even so, he could feel the eyes of Mr. Jasper. The bosun, before the man spoke, could smell the drink and sweat wafting downwind.
You there, said Mr. Jasper. Swabby!
Miles turned.
Yes, sir? When you're done with that deck, double-check that all the goods are out of the holds.
Yes, sir, Miles said.
Of course, sir.
Mr. Jasper scowled and took a long pull from a brown bottle.
You're that boy, he said.
Fear prickled Miles' skin like spray from an icy, roiling sea.
Sir?
He said, trying to keep his voice even.
That boy who...
He swayed and had to grip the rigging to keep from falling over.
The one who...
Yes, sir, Miles said again. Mr. Jasper squinted hard at Miles, then made a noise at the back of his throat like one of the dock cats hacking up something disagreeable.
Ah, I don't care who you are. Swab that deck and then check the holds are clear before you take your leave. And be back by dawn or we sail without you. Any boy could take your place, mark my words.
No boy could take his place. Miles almost laughed, but coughed instead.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Jasper stumbled away, tripping and falling onto the dock before crawling off to one of the pubs. Miles continued to work, the exercise keeping him warm in the chill darkness, and keeping his thoughts from more unpleasant things.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?